When choosing a holiday within the UK, why bother with a tour company? After all, you know the country, you know how it works, there isn't a language or currency barrier, and it should all be pretty straightforward. However, according to Dan Greenwood from Max Adventure, there are plenty of reasons to seek their help if, for example, you're looking to hike or cycle around Scotland.
At Max Adventure, we talk the talk, but we actually walk the walk. We know these places so well. Whenever we put a new trip together, one of the first things we do is go and experience it ourselves. And you get that sort of added personal touch, if you like.
So on this particular trip then, what sort of things will somebody see if they do the entire trip?
Okay, well, the Highlands and Islands Discovery, we believe, takes in the best of Scotland. You know, on a number of walks we do, there's sort of national trails, such as the West Island Way, which goes obviously from just outside Glasgow up to Fort William. And you can sort of follow a linear trail. But Scotland being so big, you need a vehicle to do it, okay? And that way, in a relatively short amount of time, you can get to experience some of the most dramatic landscapes, amazing historical features, the wildlife. It's all there for you. And what we've done with the Highlands and Islands Discovery is to put together a trip, which means you can actually experience all these things one after the other, but under your own steam. Imagine arriving somewhere, say into Glasgow, and you overnight in a hotel of our choice. One of the greatest things about Max Adventure is that we handpick accommodation. We very carefully check out the accommodations that you're going to stay in to make sure that it's of a quality that we'd say put our mothers into, if you like. That's always a great thing. Never book somewhere you wouldn't put your mum into. So we've got these hotels, these guest houses are very, very carefully handpicked on a bed and breakfast basis. So you arrive in Glasgow, we put you in a place very close to, say, Kelvin Grove Museum, with this fantastic art collections, its natural history collections. And you've overnighted there and you think, what's to come? The next day, you travel north, you head up towards the Trossachs, an entirely different landscape. Gorgeous sort of mountains of the Trossachs, you've got Ben Ledi. And we put together these trips where we suggest recommended walks. And we provide you with a route notes so you don't get lost. You explore the route we've given you. You see things en route. You come back. Then the next day, something else in the Trossachs down there. Maybe you want to go and see Rob Roy's grave. Get a historical aspect for the place as well. It's so very, very exciting. Oh, when you're up there as well, look out for red kites, the introduced ones up there as well. A bit of a wildlife delight to put on top. And then travel north and you're heading up into the Highlands of Scotland, passing Glencoe, pop into the King's House Hotel, have lunch there, travel north again, passing Buccellae of Moher, the most photographed mountain in the whole of Scotland, up into Fort William, a real hub for the Highlands. Spend two nights there. What have we got in Fort William? Well, of course, Ben Nevis, the highest mountain in Britain. We provide the route for you so you can do it under your own steam. This is why self-guided works so much. Imagine you get to Fort William, it's cloudy on top of Ben Nevis. Go and see Glen Nevis, go and see Steel Falls, cross the very tentatively, carefully crossed rope bridge. You know, see the waterfalls cascading off the cliffside down there. Unbelievable. Every day on this trip, you've got something new to see. You're not one place for 2 weeks, sitting there in the sun, reading your romance novel. You're exploring every day. This isn't a guided trip. You're doing it under your own steam, self-guided, meeting new people every night in the accommodations you're going to be in, meeting people en route on the walks, making long-lasting friendships as you go, you know, gaining experiences, taking photographs, keeping these memories for a lifetime. It's absolutely amazing.
That's Dan Greenwood from Max Adventure. For more information, visit maxadventure.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.